Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I came into the observatory to see Dr. Stephen Potter and talk to him about one or two other things, and it happened to be, as I was entering, that he was receiving what's called alerts, which astronomers get from time to time from telescopes around the world, all sorts of different telescopes, to say, hey, something's up out there. Stephen Potter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us about this, because this is extraordinary. You have just received all these emails saying, you know, point your telescopes at this. Is that more or less what it is?
Pretty much, yes. So about a week ago, the so-called LIGO Virgo Gravitational Wave Detector Observatory was switched back on. It went offline for about a year for upgrades, but it came back online about a week ago. And even though it's only been running for about a week, it's already detected two so-called gravitational wave events.
Now, the Virgo and LIGO, the two separate observatories, are they in the States and Italy? Is that right?
That's right. There's actually two in the States and one in Italy. You need a minimum of three detectors. If you have one detector, you don't know where these gravitational waves come from. They'll just pass through the detector. The detector will show that waves came through, but you have no idea which direction they came from. So you need several of these detectors in different parts of the world, and you use them as a kind of triangulation to work out the direction that they came from.
So what have the optical telescopes got to do with it? Because mainly, as I understand it, what we have in Sutherland are optical telescopes.
Yes, that's right. So obviously the optical telescopes can't detect gravitational waves. But when the LIGO Virgo Observatory detects gravitational waves, what we try to do is see if we can detect any optical or visual evidence of this gravitational wave event.
And how do we know what the gravitational event is, and what kinds of things are we talking about right now?
Okay, so there's been a lot of theoretical predictions of what the gravitational waves will look like when they're measured by LIGO and Virgo. So they compare what they detected with theoretical models. And the theoretical models are based on the assumption that they're produced by, for example, when two black holes merge together, or maybe two neutron stars merge together.
So these alerts that you've just received now, just before I walked in the door, what do these relate to?
So the one that we received this morning, it has a high probability that it's associated with two black holes merging into each other.
Gosh, I wouldn't like to be anywhere near those.
No, you wouldn't really. When two black holes merge, what you'll get is one new, more massive black hole.
So what would our optical telescopes in Sutherland be able to contribute to this observation?
So things get interesting optically when you get the merger of, for example, two neutron stars. So this is what happened 2 years ago when the LIGO Virgo detectors were switched on for the first time. And when two neutron stars collide, that also not only results in a burst of gravitational wave radiation, but also an explosive amount of optical and other high energy radiation as well. So as soon as we get a gravitational wave alert, what we do is, with our optical telescopes, is we try to hunt to see if we can find an associated optical explosion with the gravitational wave event.
And this is what you're about to do right now, so I better actually leave you to it, because it looks like you've got your work cut out for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of emails coming from all over the world about attempted follow-ups to find the optical counterpart, and we'll see if we can do anything tonight.
Well, this is very exciting. It's news as it happens. Thank you very much, Dr. Stephen Potter, for sharing this with us. This is really exciting.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and black hole-free skies.